Johnson, okay.
Okay.
Has it now.
Good afternoon. This is phase one commutation hearing for Mr. Adrian McDonald, ADC number 163355. This is a hearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Present are Board Chairman Dr. C.T. White, Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as a panel lead for this hearing. The following is a summary of the application in question. Mr. Montano is 36 years old, currently serving a 9.25-year prison sentence for promoting prison contraband, a Class 2 felony and prior convictions. He was approximately 30 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled guilty and was sentenced on January 22, 2014. He is asking for a 5.75-year reduction in his prison term, which would result in time served. He has a community service begin date of March 7th, 2023. Should commutation be granted, Mr. McDonough is still faced with probation. The purpose, I will read a short summary of the offense in question. On April 26, 2013, Mr. McDonough was found in possession of a sharpened metal instrument, a deadly weapon. Corrections officers located the object concealed in the defendant's shoe after he was unable to pass through metal detector at Arizona State Prison. The defendant made statements, "I never leave home without it, and it wasn't intended for staff. It was for another inmate, and I wasn't going to kill him. I just wanted to stick it in his neck and watch him squirt." The defendant declined to discuss his actions with authorities. The purpose of Mr. Montano's request for commutation is based on his assertion that his prison sentence was excessive, that he is now so sober from substance abuse issues, that he is done with STG involvement, that he is working in programming, and that he wants to take care of his family. He has no letters of support in his request for commutation packet. He has a considerable history of discipline in the Arizona Department of Corrections from 2003 to 2018, with his last ticket a major on September 13, 2018 for positive or refusal to UA. He has an extensive criminal history with prior Arizona convictions for armed robbery, misconduct involving weapons, dangerous drugs, and misconduct involving weapons and repetitive offense. Regarding the question of whether Mr. Montano's 9.25-year sentence was excessive, he received the presumptive sentence with a minimum of 6 years and a maximum of 18.75 years. Again, considering his prior criminal history, previous felony convictions, not to mention that he has a recent major disciplinary infraction, to me an indication that you might struggle with adhering to the conditions of supervised release. I do not find his sentence excessive, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Hearing no further discussion, I'm going to make a motion, and that is regarding Adrian Montano, ADC number 163355. My motion is not to pass to phase two.
So,
seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, reviewed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright and Honorable Mr. Johnson. This will bring our hearing to a close, and I want to thank my colleagues.